Bum, 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 bum.
Hello.
Hey, George. This is Dan again with Local Splash. Just got off the phone with Robert. So he told me if it works for you to use his appointment time for Google Guarantee.
That's good, because I got time right now.
You do? Awesome, awesome. Okay, so what Google Guarantee is, George, is it's a pay-per-lead service, okay, directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, okay, and just a disclaimer, this is the best lead program on the market currently, okay? So the benefit of these leads through Google Guarantee is they're only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with other companies,
Okay.
and it comes through via phone call. Now, the
Okay.
kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, okay? If you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. So if they don't do either of those two things, you are not charged for the lead automatically. Does that make sense?
What if I'm not able to reach the customer at all?
Not charged. Yeah. So if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, like where they're trying to sell you life insurance, or you never make contact with the client, right? Those are leads that you're automatically not charged for.
Okay, just to clarify, if I do remodels and a customer calls me to add a shelf to their pantry, I don't offer that service. It's like the $100 job.
Right.
I don't
So
do it. Am I going to get charged for that?
I always like to shoot it exactly straight and tell you how it is, okay? So if they call and it's a service you don't provide, right, then you would not be charged for that lead. That is an unqualified lead. Now, on the flip side, if they schedule a remodeling appointment with you, right, and you go out there and they want you to put a shelf up, well, because you set an appointment, then that would be a lead you would be charged for.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, here's how they know. It's pretty cool. It's high tech, right? So every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots who automatically pick up if it's an unqualified or a qualified lead. Now, to safeguard that, you're going to have a tracking system provided to you guys, which will show you every lead that comes through, and it literally says next to it qualified or unqualified, but it's really accurate. Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for the Google Guarantee program, okay? The main reason they call it Google Guarantee, George, isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay? So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance to that client directly, and they're telling the client that they've vetted you. So let me verify it. Is the company currently licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Also, any face-to-face employees, in other words, I'm sure you have a big crew of guys, but if you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, it's just me, so it's good.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I know Robert said his background's good too. So, background's good, you're licensed, you're insured, so you will qualify for the Google Guarantee program. Let me pull up your lead fees, okay? All right, so for the general contractor vertical, okay, the cost per lead, and this will not fluctuate on you, doesn't go up or down like other lead programs, that will be
Yeah.
at $48 per lead. Now, Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You and Robert could always set a higher budget. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about for the 13 leads is $626.
Okay.
Now, your lead budget does roll over. So, for example, and I always like to use one lead just to make the math easier on myself. But let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to turn them off for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, or you only got one qualified lead. The following month, you're not charged the $626. You're only charged for that one qualified lead you took on, $48.
Okay, that's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the $626, that's just like my money that I put with you guys.
Yes.
That you guys spend it for me, basically.
Correct. So that's your lead budget, right? So you have 13 leads in the bank. Per Google, that's a minimum budget. So you have to have at least 13 leads in the bank to be able to run Google Guarantee. Does that clarify?
Yeah, yeah, I got it. So okay. if I only take six leads in the month and I land six of those jobs, it just happens to be a good leads. I land six of them. I'm busy. Mm-hmm. I can't take any more for that month. I paid the $626 for the next month. I'm only going to get charged with the six leads.
For the six leads, exactly. And if you and Robert get like overly booked, right, you can pause your leads at any time. And I know other lead programs, it automatically turns on after like 48 hours or 72 or whatever it is. That it doesn't work that way. Like, we're not going to turn your leads back on until you give us the green light.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Now, we do not charge your guys' lead budget until we have finished the Google Guarantee application process, okay? Here's what that requires. We're going to submit your license, your insurance. We have you submit the background information for security purposes, okay? Also, we're going to need 5 verified reviews on your Google listing. It could be your Google Guarantee profile or even your Google Business profile. It does not matter. It just has to be on one of those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What we send in writing is that this can take 4 to 8 weeks. Okay. I am the main person that sets these accounts up though. As long as you get everything to us ASAP, get those reviews on there. Usually it's done in that 4 week range.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we do charge though. There's a one time application fee. Okay. You pay this one time. You never ever have to pay it again. So it's not like a renewal fee. That application fee is for $250.
Okay. Where do I do the background check?
So it's going to be through one of two companies. It'll either be Evident or it's going to be Pinkerton. So what will happen is, like, once you set up your Google Guarantee profile with us, you're going to have an account lead who manages your leads for you. They're going to be able to tell you who that email will be coming from, either Pinkerton or Evident.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Google uses like a third-party background company, you know?
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, one other question for you. How do you like your website?
It's okay. I just got it made not long ago.
Okay. I think it looks great, so we'll promote that website on your Google Guarantee page. If you ever wanted us to revamp it too, with our Google Guarantee clients, we do include custom website designs. So I'll send that to you via text message, and it's included free of charge, okay? Just want to let you know all your options for this.
So for the lead itself, for the lead itself, if it's general, okay, so if I want to just get leads for itemized things, is that possible, or does it need to be like just general contractor or something? Can I get itemized leads like exterior only painting and like cabinet painting and bathroom remodel only, stuff like that?
Good question. You can, but it's limited to what's in that vertical. So let me tell you about the general contractor vertical. You can turn all these subcategories on. You could turn part of them on. It's completely up to you. But the full scope of that, it's accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions.
You guys do leads for commercial projects as well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like what? Like what? Like... Can we get, like, what kind of leads?
So, what it would be is if somebody went on and searched for, like, commercial general contractor, right, you would show up in the Google Guaranteed section, right? So, basically, let's say you didn't do commercial. You did residential only, right? If you had commercial turned off and you got a commercial lead that came through, that would be an unqualified lead you're not charged for. So these are just the subcategories in the general contractor vertical. Does that make sense?
There's certain things, like itemized things I want to get leads for, and just certain things that I just, services I don't offer that I just don't want to get, like, spam. I mean, just leads that it's no good for me. So, like, bath remodels, good. What's the one you mentioned, like, exterior finishes or something like that?
Yeah, so there's interior finishing, there's exterior finishing, roofing, kitchen remodeling. There's okay, a total of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 subcategories on this one.
What's the exterior finishing? What kind of work consists over there?
Exterior. Yeah, give me 1 second. Just full disclosure to you, right? Like, I'm an expert in the Google Guarantee program, but not specifically, like, exterior finishing, right? So that's what I'm not trying to just give you an answer. Like, I want to actually look it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So give me a 1 sec. So exterior finishes include like siding, shingle, stucco, and masonry veneer. Not sure if I said that right.
Does that include painting still, or is the painting not included?
Painting. So that was oh man, I'm having a brain fart. That was Robert's main category, right? That's in a different vertical. That's actually in the handyman vertical. Okay. Where it does have painting in it, the lead fees on that would be different, okay? Give me one quick second here. I know I sent all that to Robert. Okay, so for the handyman vertical, it's $33.33 per lead, and the min budget required is $435. That's for 13 leads. Now, here's how it works when you do two verticals, because you can do that, okay? When you do the general contractor vertical with the handyman vertical attached to it, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We go off of the higher budget. But I'm going to tell you 10 out of 10 times what's going to happen is you are going to have a rollover the next month, because every handyman lead that comes through is 33, and every general contractor lead that comes through is, I could pull it up, but the amount I told you, right?
48.
So, yeah, exactly, 48. So it won't add up to what your budget is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, but I have plenty of clients that do that. Now, on the handyman vertical, and I'll send this all to you too in that email I sent, that way you could see all the subcategories as well. There's different subs on this. Give me 1 second. Let me just go back to it. There's general. Oh, they're right next to each other. Okay. So again, you don't have to turn all these on. You can turn part of them on, but it includes assemble furniture, gutter cleaning, drywall installation, fan install, flooring install, tile install, installing water fixtures, paint indoors and outdoors. That's the one you were asking. Repair drywall, repair fan, repair flooring, repair water fixtures, replace tile. So those are just the subcategories in that handyman vertical.
Okay. From your, like, research and stuff that you guys have, which which trade or which part gets the most activity, or what do people look for the most, the remodeling stuff or like the painting and all that?
Well, the handyman usually gets more searches, right? Because they're smaller projects, but the remodeling, like the general contractor vertical, for one, it requires more requirements. Like you need the license for the general contractor vertical. Handyman though, 10 times out of 10, everyone I've looked up doesn't require a license, right? It just requires insurance. Okay. So there's more searches for handyman. But general contractor, it's like, it's bigger jobs, if that makes sense. Yes.
But I can get leads as a, like, a general contractor, too. I mean, painting leads as a, but that's like the bigger painting job, not like the smaller ones, or?
Well, yes and no. So if somebody searched for general contractor, right, and somebody called you for painting, and you have that listed as a service you provide, then yes, right? But what it's geared more towards is those subcategories that I mentioned to you.
I see. All right.
Yeah. So somebody actually searched like painters near me or something, that's going to come up under the handyman vertical. So if you want painting jobs too, and I know that was Robert's main focus for his other business.
Yeah, it's not going to be mine. It's not my main focus. I'm just curious.
Right, right. So what you can do, because it's just, it's less of a lead cost too, right? So if on that subcategory list, and I'm sending it to you right now, too, so you have it. Give me 1 second. Let me just hit send on this. I just copy and pasted it, okay? So I didn't make it look pretty or nothing. I just sent it exactly as is. But basically, if you want painting on there, too, I recommend we get you the application done for general contracting and handyman. It's just that one 250 feet, so it doesn't add any, like, additional money to it. And then we could turn the painting leads on for handyman.
I got to talk to Robert, because
I know.
Like, same company type of thing. So.
Right.
I got to talk to Robert, see how he wants to do it, and I will let you know about that part.
Yeah, 100%. No, I knew you guys had to talk already. So let me give you guys some time to discuss it, look over the email and everything, and see which route you guys want to go. What is the best day and time I should follow up with you, George?
Let's do... day after tomorrow.
Okay, so... Thursday. All right. My brain had to start working. I'm like, day after tomorrow, what would that be? what time works best for you? Same time you said?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll put you in for 1 p.m. on Thursday. Yeah, I'm good to go at that time. Okay. And if you have any questions, I'm going to text you over. I already sent you my direct line and extension, right? Do you have that?
Is this your phone number you called me with?
So that's our voice over internet number. When you call that, you're going to get a random person on the floor. I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. That way you can always just reach me directly. Okay?
Yep.
All right. And I'll send that right now. Any questions in the meantime?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. And just a couple things you could start doing in the meantime, because I know you guys will want to do this. It's an amazing program. I literally have 100% retention rate on it. Start getting those reviews on your Google page. So I'll reach out to our tech or one of our tech guys right now, and I'll get you like a URL you can send to your clients. But that way they could start leaving those reviews on your Google page. That way we knock that out of the way. While we're getting this all squared away. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's just part of the application process. You need 5 reviews up there. So I'll get you a URL so you can start getting those sent out. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right. You have a great rest of your day. And in a second, I already sent it all to Robert, but I'll send you the handyman vertical too. Just keep in mind, you're going to see both minimum budgets. We don't add them together. We just go off of the higher budget if you do both. Okay?
You have my email, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I have your email. Yes, sir.
Okay,
let me verify it actually real fast. One sec. All right. George.gspconstruction@gmail. Is that the right one?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. So I'll get that. Just give me probably like 20 minutes to get that URL sent to you, okay? I'll send it to you via text.
Okay. All right, great.
All right, sir. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep.